Where is it at? Not 10. 5. Hey, I want to welcome everybody back to the Versus Podcast. I know it's been a while, but we have been just doing our thing. We're not going to talk you to death. This is about the D'Angelo and Friends Versus. We're going to talk about kind of what we think it is, what it's going to be, who we might see, and, you know, just kind of speculate on what's happening. So, I mean, me personally, I think it's going to be like the Soul Questrians, you know, that whole collective, I think he's going to pull a lot of that from the Friends. What did y'all think when y'all saw the D'Angelo and Friends announced?
I thought it was really dope. This is Mr. Evo speaking, the one and only. I thought it was going to be really dope. I think that, so I'm trying to get some inside information on who's going to really be on, because my aunt is the booking manager for D'Angelo, but I haven't been able to get up with her. So I'm, so maybe I'll have some more in detail, but I think it's going to be a very eclectic group. I'm just wondering how they're going to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, I wonder if it's going to be an actual, so yeah. Do y'all think it's going to be a traditional versus or more of a jam show? How are y'all feeling?
See, that's my biggest thing. That's my biggest thing. This is Scotty the Cure talking. New York City native, Wilmington, North Carolina resident, hip hop journalist. But like that's my biggest question. Like, is it gonna have the versus format, or is it gonna again like be some sort of jam session? Like, basically be a concert where D'Angelo just brings people out, they do their songs, and you know, like I don't think there's gonna be like a competition aspect to this. You know what I mean?
What if it was like D'Angelo versus his friend? Like, because I almost read it like D'Angelo versus Friends. Like, I mean, or it, because really, if it's just a show, it should just be like Versus Presents instead of a Versus. Like, it's cool because I'm sure I would vibe out with whoever D'Angelo is with. You know, this is your host, Louis T. IMOLT podcast, and I could also see that being boring, me just watching that on my iPad versus like the typical versus. So I would like some type of back and forth kind of vibe going.
Yeah,
on.
But I think what I think is like this. So have y'all seen the Tiny Desk home editions that's been going on lately?
I've only seen Ben.
So they just did, Rick Ross just dropped one. There's been like 10 other people who have done the Tiny Desk NPR concerts because nobody's been able to have a concert this year. Everybody's been limited unless they went overseas to like Australia or something like that. So I'm thinking that this is kind of like the premise of what they're doing, is trying to give us a little glimpse of a concert with like, because when I think of people who came out around the same time as D'Angelo, I'm thinking of like the John B's, the like the Maxwells, the Joes. I'm thinking that they might have people like that at the show.
Well, like, I don't know, Scott can speak to this because they mentioned Maxwell on the Joe Budden podcast. Like, I think they kind of hinted towards, because you know, Joe's kind of connected in that whole versus thing on the back end. And I think they were trying to do Maxwell versus D'Angelo, and they kind of, they landed on this. So I don't think Maxwell's going to be there.
But Kevon Edmonds is. You don't even remember him, do you?
No.
Babyface's brother.
I'm
kidding. I mean, he really was out. He had like a song it's something, but I don't know, I don't know, maybe that's who D'Angelo's trotting out there.
So I think, I mean, I was thinking, like, when I realized it wasn't like a versus and just friends, I really thought it would be the Soulquarians, you know, like that whole crew, because none of them except for Erykah Badu has been in a versus. I mean, you got Q-Tip, which has been, you know, there's a rumor between Tribe Called Quest
Outcast.
versus Outkast. So they've been in contact with them. Maybe they weren't able to, you know, maybe the economy put together people they couldn't get in to Lib Kweli's and
Most
Soulquarians,
definitely, I was
Mos
gonna say yes.
Def.
But so what I'm thinking
You
though is
know,
because it's in a at Apollo, and everything going in New York, it's got to be a New York friend, New York friends more than anything. So it would make sense to have
yeah.
Talib Kweli, Mos Def, even
You know,
yeah, I was gonna say
Questlove is
even
going. Oh,
Black
he's playing.
Thought.
Questlove's playing all the drums.
Yeah, but I
Yeah.
mean, because you could basically you could have D'Angelo and Roots Crew as well. Like that, so I think, I mean, because you know, Philly in New York, especially in the R&B industry, are really tight. You got Angie Stone, Jill Scott. They're all close-knit people in the R&B neo soul. So, and they all came up at the same time. It's gonna be interesting.
And I think, I mean, yeah, and I mean, I think don't the Roots, they probably perform, are they still
For
performing
Jimmy
live
Kimmel.
for
Yeah.
the late night show? Yeah. So that's in New York. So there it's like
I
they're
mean,
ready to be
Jimmy
there.
Fallon. My fault, not Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Fallon. Yeah.
Yeah. One of the Jimmies. So now, so honestly, would y'all rather see this or actually see D'Angelo in a versus? And who would you like to see D'Angelo in a versus
I want to
against?
see D'Angelo in the versus Maxwell. If not Maxwell, then Kim. I think those would be great matchups because they all have the ability to leave for 10 years and come back and make bomb records that go not only good bodies of work, but actually are rate have a lot of radio airtime.
Yeah, I would like to throw Raphael Sadiq in there.
That yes, that's a
That's
good
who I
one
was
too.
gonna say.
That's a good
That's
one
who I
too.
was gonna say.
That's a very good one. Even though his last album wasn't that good, that he dropped year before last, it was okay. It wasn't great, but yes.
Yeah, Raphael's a different, that's a different dude right
He's
there.
a whole different dude. Like, but it'll be very interesting. You got two people like you know who are eclectic because. The end of his last album, I think, was it called The Black Messiah?
Was really
No.
good.
Yeah, that's what it is. It
Yeah.
was amazing.
Really
It was
good front to
amazing.
back.
So, like, you
Yeah, I enjoyed that
know.
movie, man. Like, I can't even believe that
The
dude is really British.
Black Messiah? Yes.
You know what
Judas
I
and the
mean?
Black Messiah. Very good
Yeah.
movie. Very deep. But yeah, he's British. It took him like 10 months to get the accent down. All the black men in TV right now are British, bro. You ain't realize that?
Yeah, there's a lot of them. No, but it just what, and this is such a side note. But yeah, just listening to him talk is just like it takes me. I'm like, keep playing American roles because I don't like that. I don't like it. But anyway, yeah. Man. So what do y'all got? So and this is gonna be on February 27th. That's is that a Saturday?
I think so.
I
I
believe
have
it
to look at the
is.
calendar. It makes sense for it to be on a
Okay.
weekend. I mean, it's at the Apollo, so. But like
Yeah.
how? But
Yep,
I so
that's a
all right,
Saturday.
so even if it's not an actual versus. So we're talking about the Apollo Theater. It's already limited. Like you, people can't go into the Apollo right now because the city hasn't opened up, right? Still limited on a lot of things. I mean, I think they open up restaurants, but it's still very limited on seating and things like that. So you got the Apollo, We just heard y'all announce that we'll no longer be doing face-to-faces. It's going to continue to be video versions. So are we going to get basically a D'Angelo in there, and then they're going to keep on camera cutting to other cities and locations where people are going to connect to basically watch, let it perform for us? Like, is that what it's going to be?
That sounds like a lot. That sounds like way
That's
too
what I'm saying.
much.
That's it's it sounds
So,
like a lot, a ton.
did they say they're not doing the same place anymore?
Go
Are you
back
sure
right
about that?
after the right before the Keisha Cole and Ashanti, they put an announcement up that due to the safety, the Verses put up due to the safety of the artist, they were no longer going to do face-to-face
Yeah, but
verses.
you can't the bill can't be D'Angelo and friends, and it's only D'Angelo and the Apollo. Like, that's
Well, I'm saying he
just.
might have a couple of other guests there. Like, you got New York natives in Talib Kweli and Mos Def, and then Roots Crew is there. So you have a core group of people, but it wouldn't surprise me if they kind of did like they did Dave Chappelle during when he on everybody was there for that one. I was thinking about when he did his Kennedy Center thing where they zoomed off to other places, but there was a lot of other people in the building also. So I don't know. It's hard. They haven't given us much data, so it's very hard.
Yeah, I think the friends need to be there. Like, if I tune in and I find out one is not an actual versus, and two, the friends are not there vibing together, I'm
But you already know, though,
gonna
bruh. That's a part of advertising, though.
I'm
Because what's
just
going to
telling
happen
you.
is you're going to get on there, and then they're not going to start on time.
Okay, all right, let's, because that's, we all work in the club business in one faction or another. The time is the what that's what doors open
Yeah,
at
but
whatever
okay.
time's on the
And I
fly. So
get
it says
that. But
8
when people are at
o'clock.
their home, okay, fine. But we're talking about the Apollo. I expect you to start as close as you can on time.
It's not
Because we're
happening.
talking about the Apollo.
It's not happening.
Bro, I'm just saying, that's the
Yeah.
desire. We'll see. Whatever. You
It's
know,
not
they
it's
normally
not
don't start until
happening.
they get close to the millions, and then they'll go ahead and start it up. But we'll see. I don't think there's going to be as much traction for this D'Angelo one, though.
Think leading up to it, I think more information will come out, and then like they'll
Yeah,
build a
the
hype
build-up
for
hype.
it. Just announcing it, we're doing the show on it. I mean, that says something. So ultimately, like, it's gonna they're gonna build this up. This isn't just gonna be a, all right, this is happening this day, remember.
Well, they got a week to do it, so.
I mean, I don't think they're gonna go like Patti LaBelle, Gladys Knight level advertising where the day of they put out crazy Instagram videos.
They do that with a, I mean, they did that with Keisha and Cole, not Keisha and Cole, Keisha Cole and Ashanti, Gucci and Jeezy. I think that's kind of on the artist though, like the artist, and they reposted. I mean, I think they probably helped out Patty and Aretha just to kind of get people involved in it. But the other people, they kind of understand this, but. Versus is growing, man. I mean, they got like Versus Sports. I mean, a lot of people say the reason, for the people that don't know, our Versus podcast Instagram got deleted. But I think, people say they think Versus might have sent, say get rid of that because they don't got a blue check. They got Versus Sports. Like, he got his own new page.
Are we
Almost,
going
a little over
so how are we going to do this? Are
5,000,
we
and
going to
they
get our
do
page
about
back?
a.
What's going to happen? Because we need to kind of work that out again.
I did an appeal finally, and I got an email from Facebook in China. I don't think I'm getting paid for it.
Yo,
Wow.
Like all Chinese. I'm like, did I just spam myself? I sent him a picture of my
Oh,
ID,
man.
everything. And so I don't know. I might just funnel it through IMOLT because I don't know if I have the energy to try to start and build up another Instagram right now. Or if somebody else wants to do it, I'll definitely help with content. But
That's
I
kind of
don't know.
grimy that you cut us off like that at the legs, like without even giving us a warning and say, hey, you violated this. Okay,
No
if y'all
warning.
violated something, cool, we can fix that, no problem. But we didn't even spell versus the same way. We didn't do nothing the same. We're completely different. And you don't have a monopoly on the name versus. Get out of here. They're lucky I don't have my degree yet, because I'm telling you, we'd have had a whole fight.
That's a hell of a fight.
That's fine.
So
But it
that's
puts on the
a
map.
that's a hell of a fight, man.
So, yeah, but I'm like, yeah. Yeah. So for those who follow us on the Versus podcast on Instagram, we are still doing the podcast. We're probably doing it like as Versus are announced. But yeah, just follow our us individually, or probably more so me and Mr. Evo, just because we're a little bit more active on Instagram. But yeah, IMOLT podcast, and
Mr.
Mr.
Eve,
Evo, what
this
is it?
is
Mr.
Mr. Evo
Evo
84.
underscore 84. And but follow Scotty too, even though he
I don't
doesn't
really
post
do
anything.
anything on there.
But yeah, that was a that was I was upset about that. I am upset about that. Because I felt like it was really starting to get in its groove. And it's like you said, cut the legs right off of us.
So I'm
That's
doing
my
some
bad.
reading too, as you know, we've been talking. And so they've mentioned as of today, I'm sauryyesterday, they're mentioning Lauryn Hill, Redman and Method Man, Raphael Sadiq, because they're gonna basically it's gonna be 20 his it's gonna be 20 rounds of his music, his catalog, from what this is saying. And it can be anybody that he's ever worked with on any of his soundtracks. And so they're saying more likely, though, it could be Lauryn Hill because, she has Nothing Even Matters. And then with Method Man and Redman, they have Left and Right. And then Erykah Badu, of course. And then Raphael Sadiq because he's on the Instant Vintage album. So, yeah, that's what it looks like they're trying to do is basically. They're trying to go off of all his albums and basically create his friends. So if they do that, it's gonna be super dope. If they get Lauryn Hill of all people to get on a Versus, history will have been made.
Yeah, I mean, so this is kind of cool because it's almost like the people that you can't get in a regular versus.
Correct.
Because Method said he wouldn't do a versus. You know,
Well, she
Lauryn
doesn't need to
Hill
do a
wouldn't
versus.
do a
She's gonna
versus.
slaughter anybody she does a versus with. Man, I wish y'all homegirl was on here tonight.
Hey,
I was
I missed that. What were you talking about?
I said if Lauryn Hill did a
If.
versus, no matter who you put in front of her, she's gonna destroy them. Just from her little the catalog that we have of hers. There's nobody that can stand up toe to toe with her. I don't think.
Well, I mean, we know you can't stand up to Andre, because we talked about Outkast versus Fugees, and
That's
I
different,
think
though. What
we
this
were
is
pretty.
individual. It is completely
That's
different.
not
Think
different.
about it. Lauryn
That's not
Hill's
different.
every album she has, her individual albums. Are beyond gold. On the miseducation of Lauryn Hill by itself, she's got seven solid number one hits. Then if we go to her Unplugged, which wasn't even a true album. She has a solid 7 now, radio airplay, and so she would dominate on a one-on-one. I'm not even talking about anything, and I'm not even talking about anything from Refugees. I'm talking about her by herself, solo artist.
Okay. I mean, just because she's doing that, don't mean
But
Andre can't
what
pull
but
some out
Andre,
there.
I'm not saying that Andre won't have a couple of good ones. I think he would definitely have a couple of good ones. But Lauryn Hill is your, when we go back to how well known people know the songs, things like that, she's your legend's legend. She's who everybody idolizes, period. I mean, you got Talib Kweli, who literally made a song for her, come back, Miss Hill. Like, she's your legend, legend. Like, she had such a major impact on hip hop and R&B. I don't think there's anybody that can stand up to her.
I mean, like I said, I think Andre with his, and I mean, and just pretty much based off, did we put that episode out?
Yeah,
Fuji's First
we did.
Outcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did. We did. Yeah. And I mean, I don't see how that's much different because Fuji, I would say Fuji's would be able to use Lauryn Hill's catalog. So I just don't see how that would be much of any difference.
But I'm saying we don't have to. You don't. Lauryn Hill does not have to rely on the Refugees, is what I'm saying. If she has a Versus.
Okay,
Now, Refugees need to lean on
I mean
her.
that's okay that she doesn't. That still doesn't take away when somebody puts, oh yeah, that what's that song? Everybody go to the back of the bus. She can play whatever song she wants from off Miss Education. You start playing them Outkast songs, nobody's gonna be like, oh well, he didn't play none of his solo stuff. And when he go into his solo verses, like he played his verses off of the joint with UGK. He played his verses off the Deuces remix, the Walk It Out
Yeah, but this, but
remix,
okay, so now
the
you're
you know like
clashing because, okay, if we're talking about Lauryn Hill, Lauryn Hill, we're gonna go with Lauryn Hill as the R&B sensation because she doesn't spit a whole lot on any of her albums, not her own personal albums. On
okay.
Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, she has a couple of verses on there, but it's with her actual songs that she's singing on. So if we go that, then no, it's completely, it's two different things. Now we're talking about her spitting.
So you mean aren't
Correct.
so
Yeah. Because
you're
I mean,
talking about
D'Angelo's R&B. That's what I'm
Ish
saying.
and
Like
Kelly.
if they did that, it's going to be because
Yeah.
she's coming in as an R&B artist.
I mean, well, I was just kind of going on the fact that you said nobody can
Yeah.
see Lauryn
R&B
Hill in
wise,
a
hip
verse.
hop wise, she doesn't, her catalog's not big enough to, for her to do a versus for hip hop.
I mean, you can miss, you can, it can be, verses can be MMA. They don't have
Yeah,
to
but
be,
you kind of want,
mixed
because
martial
Lauren
arts.
has been away from the game for so long, as a fan of Lauren Hill's, I'd rather see her R&B acoustic songwriting abilities instead of her spit. I'd rather see that. So if I'm going to see a versus of
Okay.
Lauren's, that's what I'm coming expecting.
Don't know.
I'm not.
I think I want to see something new from Laura before I see her in the verses.
Well, she dropped something new the year before last. She had a nice little mini EP. It was dope. I mean, the songs are really good. She was on the Queen and Slim. I mean, is that what it was? Slim and Queen?
Yeah.
Queen Slim. Yeah, she was on
Queen
that
Slim.
soundtrack. She wrote some of the songs and she performed. I think she performed two songs on that, and it was really dope. Like she has her abilities. She writes whenever she wants to write, but you the things that you're going to get with Lauren is that you're going to get original work whenever she's performing. She doesn't necessarily put out an actual album. I think she did when she did was it
Yeah.
South by Southwest? The same year she dropped the album for Queen and Slim, or the EP. She did a lot of her own unpublished, distributed music.
Okay.
So, you never know what you're gonna get with her. But I mean, like I said, I think this D'Angelo and Friends could be deep because of all, if it's based off of his entire catalog, we are literally in for a treat.
So do you think it might be like a verse him? Like he might be almost battling himself? Like, I got my friends on this side, like maybe his hip hop catalog
It
versus
could be, or it could
R&B
be old
catalog kind of
original
side thing?
D'Angelo half naked versus the eclectic D'Angelo that we've become more acquainted to the last 10 years.
So, I mean, or is it his
Could be, it
features
could be that
versus
way
solo
too. Yeah,
stuff?
that and
Like
that would
Brown
be
Sugar.
tough. That would be real tough.
Because, I mean, to me, I'm more familiar with D'Angelo's, I'm familiar with like Lady, Brown Sugar, those kind of joints. And pretty much the stuff that's the
Yeah,
Voodoo
that was
album, right?
Voodoo. That was before the High School High soundtrack. That was before Instant Vintage. Before he did work on Instant Vintage. So yeah, I mean it's but those are the songs that we grew up on because they had a lot of air radio play. Call My Name. No, that wasn't him. Oh, that was Prince. I don't know why that always him and Prince, that their voices always get stuck in my head that way. But we'll see. We'll see.
I don't know. I kind of just want to hear more from Lauren before I.
You still on Lauren, man? Let Lauren go, bro. She's
Same.
like she's broken many hearts. When she started messing with the Marley family, she broke my heart.
Does Nas and D'Angelo have any
I don't
songs
believe
together?
so. It
Yeah,
would
that seemed
be.
like that would be a good mixture.
No, I'm
No,
saying
you
like
disagree?
I almost feel like there's something out there, but there's not. That's just me wanting there to be, but nah, there's no D'Angelo and Nas. That would be nuts. I don't know how that hasn't happened, to be honest.
Two people that don't work a lot. That's probably hard
Brown
to,
Sugar.
like now. I mean, Nas has
Oh
been
no,
cooking recently,
D'Angelo's
but
been cooking a
D'Angelo.
lot recently. Yeah. Like I was saying,
Oh,
Black
has he?
Messiah, when that dropped in 14, that was his catalyst because he won all kinds of awards with that album.
Was
Nah,
that Fat
not
Man? Nah.
fat, but it was
Was that?
D'Angelo that had
That
his
was before.
hair is wild and he wore a hat. What do you call those? What kind of hats are those called?
Fedora.
Fedoras.
Fedora?
Oh yeah, tell your girl to hop on. I'll go ahead and roast her real quick.
Yeah, I just saw.
But he's got a lot of good workout. I mean, he, like I said, he got best reissue. He got best R&B album 2015 for Black Messiah. I get it, but
Well, that's
six
6 years
years
ago.
ago for him is a lot of touring money because. On tour.
Okay.
Like I said, my aunt well, she still is his booking agent. So they've been traveling, but they, of course, last year they didn't do a lot of traveling because of COVID. But I mean, he's big overseas. So
I mean, I guess he is. I mean, he like, and we were saying that before, like with the artists we were comparing him with, like Maxwell and stuff like that. He's not one of the artists that has to drop every 2 years.
Just think about it. Like I was saying, he dropped relevant. His first album was Brown Sugar in '96. Second album was Lady. Then he did, what was that? Voodoo, which won Best R&B Album.
That was a Naked album.
And then How Does It Feel gave him Best Male R&B Vocal Performance. And then he did a couple of small projects. But then he, from 2014 until 2016, he released absolutely nothing. And the first album he comes back out with in 2016, he wins Best R&B Album and Best R&B Song. And every album has been nominated. He's never had an album that was not nominated for a Grammy or for an MTV award. So I mean, he's a goat in the R&B world. You know what? Go ahead.
He's like the godfather of neo soul. You wouldn't have music without D'Angelo. To some effect, like I'm not saying like all the influence is there, but like just that style of R&B, the incense lit and all that, like yeah, that's all D'Angelo. That's all D'Angelo and Maxwell, really.
And Kim.
Yeah, if I didn't work really? At Best Buy, I wouldn't even know who Kim is. But I remember whatever that's... Yeah, but I remember selling the hell out of that CD. It got a little bit of green on it. Like people... And I remember that one of those Maxwell CDs, Joe Budden was talking about it on his podcast, Black Night or Black Summer. We sold so many of those CDs.
Yeah, like, that was his comeback album. So
I'm gonna tell you the legends, right? I'm gonna give you the top four legends that I have in that group of neo soul / R&B that can come and disappear. The group Sade, Maxwell, Kemp. No, she's the group. That's the name of the group, but. She's the lead vocalist.
She's the lead singer, but yeah, the band is actually called... The name of the group called... is
Sade. So Sade, Kim, Maxwell, and D'Angelo are the top four artists that can disappear for 10 years, no work, no heard, no scene, come back, and they will sell out. Their album will sell out instantly. In the neo soul era, because like you can't, there's not many other people who can do. I mean, if Lauryn Hill was more consistent, then definitely, if we, you know, she didn't flake on concerts, she'd be one too. But unfortunately, she has that bad thing of not going to concerts that she sets up.
Yeah, and then I think she had that
correct. That issue, but that's some backdoor kind of stuff there.
Okay, well, I ain't gonna lie, y'all got me a little bit more interested in that. I think I'm gonna have to go look through, make me a little D'Angelo and Friends playlist if Apple hadn't already made one. You know, and see if, like I said, I'm more familiar with his solo stuff. And I mean, like Left Right, I vaguely remember that. But some of them other songs y'all talking
Break
about.
Breakups to Makeups with people, Method Man.
Like, I'm familiar with that one. And like the Soul Equestrian stuff. I don't think they actually put out an album.
Yeah, they just, I think they primarily just like produced each other's stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Matter of fact,
but I mean, but
probably,
that
I'm
was
sure
that was
probably
primarily
episode
Quest Love,
question
right? Like, I mean, because like, because even in that, because it was because J Dilla was in it. It was,
I mean,
Quest Love,
was
D'Angelo,
cool.
Q-Tip,
yeah,
Talib, Mos Def,
Talib, Mos Def,
Common, Erykah Badu. So like,
Erykah Badu, yeah, Common.
That's a lot of people to try to bring together.
Yeah, but those are all people, with the exception of Erykah Badu, that probably won't do their own. You know, it's like you can do that.
Oh, I forgot about
Bilal
was in it too.
That's what I look at it. Yeah. Bilal, to me, got four songs.
His albums are good. His albums are good. It's just, I don't think he really like caught on like that.
What?
But like,
he's considered an R&B.
Like, he had that one.
Like, I wouldn't say legend per se, but like, you know, he was just on the BET Cypher. Like, he's considered to be one of the neo soul R&B. You know, I don't want to say legend, but he's definitely a top tier artist.
But does he have singles like that? Like, when you talk about a versus, does he got them singles that people know? Because I just think of that one. I don't know if Dr. Dre actually produced it.
Oh,
the
Fast Lane joint. I remember
like
that.
A Dr.
Yeah.
Dre beat.
Mm-hmm. I know exactly what you're talking about.
I think Bilal is more recognized as a songwriter than anything.
I feel like he's one of those guys who has like a cult following and stuff. Like, he would have, like, you'd have seen Bilal at the Soapbox when it existed, you know what I mean?
Yeah, true.
Like, that's the type of place you see him at.
Yeah, he's like, only got 5 albums
altogether,
studio albums.
Since like 1998, though, I think, right?
Since 2001.
2001.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He came out around that chronic.
He's got a ton of features.
But he probably got a lot of features. I feel like he probably has a good bit of features. Yeah. Because I just saw his name featured on something. Like, I was, whatever playlist
he,
I was working on.
Did you do
on
a Jay Dilla one? Because he was with Guru and Jay Dilla. He was on that Jazz Matz Volume 3 Street Soul. Wow, he's got a ton of features. Holy smokes. Just like, not even,
a lot of
it's songwriting from what I'm looking at here. Clips and Pharrell on Nightmares. He wrote on that. The Hell Hath No Fury. Jay-Z on The Falling from American Gangster. He wrote on that. Ghostface Killer, Prodigy, and Mobb Deep, Trials of Life. Yeah, like, this man is, okay, I'll give him that. I'll give him that. Like, but I don't see him on the verses.
Yeah, especially now in the new format, I don't think you can really be doing other people's songs like that. You know, that you're not.
Nah, he can do that
because
that's what Babyface and them were doing. They, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was the old format.
The new, like, when they did, you know what I mean? Like, I think the Apple Music, I don't know if there's restrictions. Like, you know, since they switched over to Apple, you haven't really seen. They haven't done any.
Well, because the real one that everybody wants to see, we can't see.
Yeah.
We want to see Dre versus Timberland.
Who's that?
You want to see
We want to see Dre versus Diddy.
You consider Diddy a
Dre
producer
versus Diddy.
Okay. I'm going to disagree with you,
producer.
But okay.
I almost want to stop the tape.
I mean, I don't. I would need to sit back and look at some things before I actually had that debate with
look
you,
at
but
some. What is there to look at?
my feelings are, this is why I feel the way I feel, and you can hate it or love it, it doesn't matter. Diddy is the ultimate collector of producers because
No, he's a collector of beat makers. But he's the one producing. He is the Quincy Jones in that orchestrating what goes
His
on.
name gets his name gets the stamp on it, I would say.
'Cause, and I no, I don't know. Because nobody's done, there's not one person that's done anything as big without Diddy as they've done with Diddy. The closest I would say would be Jadakiss. But I still say that's arguable. Outside of that, no producer, no artist, no anyone has done anything as big after that. I mean, you could take that momentum that you would say that you got from them and take it, but no, there is something that Diddy is doing, producing them, that is different that people can't manufacture on their own.
Okay.
I mean, the man
I
knows how to
would
make
I
a
would
hit. The
he knows
man
how to make I would definitely
knows a
give it to
hit.
him. He knows how to make a hit. I'm
112.
not okay, so when I think of I think I don't know. I guess I 'cause I kind of see him in a different light. I see all No, not even the beat makers because
You're
I know he's not
thinking
a
of
beat
beat
maker.
makers. Yeah, he's not in
He's
there.
not a beat I'm
He ain't in
100%
there
agree he's not
banging
a beat maker.
NPCs.
But I think from start When I think of the production of everything from start to finish, he's one of those guys that will say, okay, this is the project. This is what I want you to do. And then he'll come in and he'll put his little twist on the end of it. But the real work was done by everybody else. That's my view. But that's my viewpoint,
Nah,
though. There's
I
nothing
think
wrong with that. I mean,
you
I'm
got
not,
messed up.
I, it's, yeah, like, I don't, I'm not a Diddy fan
Yeah,
either.
I mean,
So,
I'm just saying, I think
you know,
you're,
like, I like a lot of work that he did,
yeah.
that he's done, and what he's been a part of. Yes. Do I think he's a genius? Heck yes. I think he's probably one of the smartest people in the world, by far. He needs to have at least two Pulitzer surprises or prizes or whatever they are, you know, or what's it, Nobel Peace Prizes also. Like I think that
Well,
he's a
Nobel is a little too
genius.
far.
Why?
Nobel's a little too
Come
far.
on.
Nah.
If Come on, come on, come
We're
on.
not doing that.
But I would much rather I would personally rather see Dr. Dre versus a Timbaland.
I'm just with one Timbaland. Two things. Timbaland's already done one,
I know, that's why I said
and it's
it would
Timbaland
never
again. So
happen, but I thought it would be
I
cool.
don't.
You know what
I
I
mean,
mean? And
personally,
the
at that,
only
but it's cool. But at that point, it's
Yeah.
Vince McMahon fighting for the championship. You know, like
Yeah. Like I mean, saying that,
Well, I thought that's
I
what
would
we had
rather see
discussed
Jermaine
before because
Dupri
that's what
versus
I've always
Diddy
had in my
than
mind
Dr.
was
Dre.
Jermaine Dupri versus Diddy.
It's that whole versus ego. Everybody want to punch up. So Jermaine Dupri wants to go at Diddy. Diddy don't feel like Jermaine Dupri. Diddy's like, man, you need to go deal with the Trackmasters. Jermaine Dupri feels he's bigger than the Trackmasters. Diddy feels he's bigger than the Jermaine Dupri. Diddy wants to go against Dr. Dre. You know what I mean? It's
Yeah. Well, the
everybody
only
wants to
benefit
punch
of
up. Nobody wants to punch down. Like me, I would punch unless it's somebody. But see, the thing is, I'll take this back because at first I was like, if it was me, I would love punching down. But then you get that one thing, you think you're punching down, but really you're just pulling them up because they might, because some people might have some haymakers, and that might almost kind of make you look lesser. So I don't know. You know what I mean? It's one of those things where you punch down. And like Maxwell's like, I don't know. I'm just using Maxwell as an example because of D'Angelo, just to kind of tie it back in. But like, yeah, maybe I don't want my song. Maybe if you're looking at me individually, you might have me higher up than D'Angelo, some people. But then if you put our catalogs together, the distance might not be as
Sure.
far away as you think.
That's
You know,
exactly
so
the whole
I think
basis and
that's
whole
the issue that
arguments
some
of
artists.
this.
Correct.
Yeah, exactly. So you know what I mean? Because it's like, because you know, there's been certain people that you think is going to go one way until you actually start, because you got the artist in a certain light, but then you start playing the songs, and it's like, oh man, you forget.
I mean, I think it'll
You
be
know what I
interesting, no
mean?
matter
Like,
what decide, whether
so.
who, no matter who comes on to this D'Angelo and Friends, no matter who the next Verses is with, I think it keeps us all interested. And I mean, it's I've enjoyed. There's only one that I didn't really get to watch, but other than that, I've enjoyed them.
Look, I think.
I want to see what's gonna. I want to see what's gonna show up.
And then there was another rumor that, and I mean, and I say rumor, but I felt, and Scotty, you can back me up. I felt like they were hinting that they were trying to do this D'Angelo thing on Valentine's Day against, and I'm assuming
That would have
against
been it.
Maxwell, but it just couldn't pull
That
it
would have been
off.
the
That
move.
would have been pretty dope, though. So I mean, just the last thing, and we can kind of tie it up from there. But do you feel as big as Versus is getting, is it making it easier for them to do these matches, or do you think it's making it harder because there's more eyeballs and people probably making more
I
money
think
and
it's
stuff?
getting tougher because it's harder to get the contract signed. It's hard, you know, people have now ego's involved. You know what I
And
mean?
that hurts the whole thing because then you run out of like potential matchups. Like,
Correct.
I don't get why people like I'm telling you there needs to be like a there needs to be like a versus championship belt or something like something on the line like something for people to actually like go against each other for instead of just like bragging rights or fans keeping score. Like there needs to be like some sort of like. You even like put money up for charity or whatever. Whoever's have you know have judges and
I was gonna
whoever
say, yeah, they have to
decides,
have
like
judges for that.
you know what I mean? Like there's got to be some sort of way it's got to evolve to make it kind of like mean something that in that way it's an incentive to get people to want to do it. You know, for bragging rights, people like I got people have their own bragging rights. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I've done this. Like, I got Grammys. Like, fuck you mean? You know? So, I think a lot of people need they like something to go for, like something they could take home with them, in order to be more eager to compete.
Well, that means like that people are getting money. Like part of the issue with Keisha Cole was I think her money wasn't exactly right at the you know, so that's why she was kind of delayed. And to there she said there's issues with her sound, but Ashanti got money from Ciroc, but they said Keisha Cole didn't. You know what I mean? So like, and if you listen back on it, there's a little bit of shade with that. So there are
Yeah, but
people,
that
they
I
are
mean
getting paid. I don't know if it's just
they
through the
get paid anyway
sponsors
from other
or
stuff. Like there's got to be something else that I mean I don't know. I mean obviously money means more, but like there's got to be something else that mean that's specific to this that telling you a versus championship belt will be people will fight for people will fight for that.
it'll be fire because it's you're putting your pride on the line.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially if you have one of these fancy Atlanta
Now get the
jewelers or
old
New
Ric
York
Flair
jewelers
belt. Just use
making.
that.
Are you gonna use a
It's
wrestling
the
belt
Ric Flair
versus? You need
belt.
to make a
That's why.
versus belt by Jacob the Jeweler. I would want the $1 Million Man belt. That's
Now
more
I was about to say,
hip-hop.
nah. Pastor Troy
Oh,
had the
well, I
Ric
can't say
Flair
that's more
belt, man.
hip-hop.
Like, come
Ric
on.
Flair. So, all right. So yeah, be on the lookout. So if we get an exclusive from Mr. Evo, we might look at might have another episode drop before before the Versus. And as long as they don't do anything that make me bored, we should have a breakdown after the Versus. So looking for a D'Angelo and Friends breakdown, and look for maybe a special edition with some inside information, maybe before, right before the Versus. So where can people, who
I
are
am
y'all?
Scotty LaCura. You can find me on pretty much Facebook or Instagram, very rarely. And that's pretty much it. If you want to get it in on the DFS, so on FanDuel, Zigzag Bong Bong. Been heavy on there lately, and I'll take that money from you if you want to get it in.
Oh, it's your boy, Mr. Evo, a.k.a. The Fluffy Fellow. You can find me on all social media platforms at Mr. Evo 84. You can check out my podcast weekly on Tuesdays, Facebook Live, YouTube at Mr. Evo 84, as well as on all other podcasting platforms, The Fluffy Fellow. That's about it. And if I'm not on here, then that's where I'm at.
And I'm your host, Louis T, the Inquisitive Mind of Louis T. Yep, make sure you find me on YouTube, IMOLT Podcast. Instagram, IMOLT Podcast as well. Also dropping Red Couch episodes on Tuesdays as well on YouTube. So got a bunch of new stuff coming out. So check Mr. Evil out live and then come follow, subscribe with me on YouTube. Yeah, and like I said, be on the lookout for possibly a new social media platform that's Versus specific. Until then, just follow me and Mr. Evo.
Can we get on the Red Couch at some point?
Abreast on what's going on with the Versus podcast.
Yeah, I'm talking about me, Scotty. Like, we have an actual Red Couch.
You've been on the Red Couch. I mean, I think your show might be more
okay,
formative
I got
for
you.
That. You know, I only got two microphones.
I got you. We are. We're in March. Okay, March is relationships.
Scott, what are you supposed to be on this show by now?
We're dealing with relationships in the month of March. Y'all coming on?
All righty.
No. Because we're going into some controversial conversations.
I can swear he told us.
I don't. God. I want it out. February is for lovers.
I need to screen March. These questions.
March is for.
Yeah, I need to send my writer.
Send my writer.
You know. But anyway, yeah. So look for us on the Fluffy Fellow. I guess coming in March. But yeah, look for us coming back for a breakdown of this D'Angelo and Friends, and I may maybe look for a playlist by Louis T. We'll see.
All righty.
All right, Doc.
All right, guys.
Peace.